चलो तो मैं कर लेती हूँ।
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تمام، اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. So we'll continue inshallah ta'ala from our section about cleaning oneself. We'll finish this section very quickly because we covered a couple of these masail, these rulings already. And we'll go into the chapter wudu. And we want to remind myself and everyone that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith Sahih ibn Ibban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, say Abu Dharr, and he said to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu more or less, that if you memorize an ayah of the Quran is better than 100 rakats of prayer. He said, if you memorize, إِذَا حَفِظْتَ آيَةَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَفْضَلُ مِنْهُ مِئَةِ رَكَعَةٍ is better than 100 rakats of prayer. And he said, وَإِذَا حَفِظْتَ وَإِذَا عَلِمْتَ بَابًا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And he said, Rasulullah said, if you learn one chapter of knowledge, it's better than أَلْفِ رَكَعَةٍ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Rasulullah said, better than 1,000 rakats of prayer. So may Allah accept, mashallah, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks. And subhanAllah, reaching the end of chapter one. So may Allah reward everyone with better than 1,000 rakats. If I told you to pray 1,000 rakats, then Allah said, it's impossible. I told you, said for 10 minutes, learn fiqh. Okay, I could afford that, inshallah. Allah has made it very easy. Allah is very kind, alhamdulillah. So it's mentioned, the question, is it permissible for one to suffice on using toilet paper for istinja? And so it says in cleaning, number two, tissue paper will not be sufficient. One has to use water. So is it okay for a person to just use toilet paper? If it's something for for number two, a person must use water as well. So I tell everyone again, when you're traveling, make sure you have some water available, so that way it's easy for yourself, inshallah ta'ala. Using tissue at that time will not be sufficient because it's too much spread and it'll become dirty. So I'm going to have to make it easy for all of us. Is it permissible to speak while relieving oneself in the toilet? It is makruh to speak while relieving oneself, except if there's a need to speak. And the need to speak is like someone who's slamming the door, like a little kid keeps going, oh, dad, you just make a sound. It's better than talking, okay? There's no other need to really speak. Is it better for one to relieve oneself using the Western toilet or the Eastern toilet? It's subhanAllah, I like the wording, right? High pan or low pan, you go. High pan or low pan, okay? The throne or the sunnah, okay? It is sunnah for one to relieve oneself in a sitting position, sitting posture, in a squatting posture. And the squatting posture is possible using the Eastern pan, meaning the lower toilet. If one is forced to use the high pan, the higher toilet, then one should ensure that he's saving from the urine splashes. So again, there's a lot of barakah in using it. Alhamdulillah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so many benefits spiritually and physically. The medical benefits of a person in squatting is so much. And you can see that this is the proper way for a human to relieve themselves. And we spoke about this in quite some detail. My first experience with using a sunnah toilet was in Tabligh. Went for 40 days, mashallah. And subhanAllah, we heard about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were excited. You told us that there was a sunnah toilet in that masjid, we'd only use that toilet. Because of the fact you get the barakah. Kids nowadays are very scared of everything falling in there. They think the tope is going to fall in, the phone is going to fall in, even they themselves are going to fall in, they think. Ajib. I tell you, subhanAllah, you know, and the scary moments in back home, wallahi, right? There's like a spider walking towards you, and this and that, subhanAllah. You're like, this is a critical moment. I need to finish as soon as I can. SubhanAllah, you know, again, all these are done for the love of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to try to make a habit of it. And we tell everyone, inshallah, at least whatever we can do at home, they have those nice little things that elevate your feet that you can use in front of your toilet seat that will help you, inshallah, to get some level of the sunnah. And again, it's very good for, again, for your, medically speaking, to help everything kind of relieve itself properly. So it's all from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Then inshallah, today we'll just speak very briefly on the virtues of wudu, just to speak about this, and the reminder about how important wudu is. First and foremost, the first virtue of wudu. Rasulullah ﷺ said that whoever performs wudu and does it in a perfect manner, all his sins are removed from his body to the extent that they fall from beneath his nails. Rasulullah ﷺ said this about all sins, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you see our scholars, when they talk about it, they say minor sins are forgiven. Whatever minor sins we've done, small little things we made as mistakes, Allah will forgive all of them by wudu. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were always in the state of tawbah. They're always making tawbah before Allah, meaning if they made a mistake, they will regret it. They'd have the nadama in their heart. Because of this, all their sins were forgiven by the barakah of one wudu. So before the salah, imagine you made wudu properly, you cried in your wudu, you asked Allah for tawbah in your wudu. When you enter salah, then is there anything to forgive left? All in the salah will be ajr for you. Does that make sense? That's why Rasulullah said, when a person perfects their wudu and then after prays 2 rak'ats, that 2 rak'ah will be a means for him to enter Jannah. Because the barakah of the wudu made the tawbah, and this will allow him to go to Jannah, subhanAllah. Another hadith of Rasulullah says, when Rasulullah he came to the graveyard and he made salah. I thought there was a spider on me right now. I was actually really scared. I was thinking, man, you mentioned the devil, he comes, you know. Rasulullah entered the graveyard one time and he said, and I want you all to remember this, inshallah. When you make wudu, remember this. As-salamu alaykum, the dua for you go to the maqbara. When you go to the graveyard, you read this. As-salamu alaykum, oh, peace be upon you, all the believing people here. May Allah tell us peace be upon you. And he said, inshallah, one day we will meet you too. Then Rasulullah turned to the Sahaba and said, Walidtu ra'aytu ashabi, ikhwani. Rasulullah said, I wish I could meet my brothers. The Sahaba radiallahu said, Ya Rasulullah, alasna ikhwanaka, are we not your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? Waqala antum ashabi. Rasulullah said, no, you are my companions. Wa ikhwanuna alladhina lam ya'tu ba'du. Rasulullah said, my brothers are the ones who will come after. They have not seen me and they believe in me, sallallahu said. Subhanallah, subhanallah, for every person in this masjid, Iman billah, Iman bil Rasul, alayhi salatu salam. You all, mashallah, the brothers of Rasulullah. How honored you are. Before we even born, Allah can Allah give this honor. How great is Allah Ta'ala for us? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Remember this though, the Sahaba said, Kayfa ta'rifu man lam ya'ti ba'du min ummatika ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, alayhi salatu salam, how are you going to recognize those people who come after from your ummah? Qala ra'ayta law anna rajulan lahu khaylun ghurrun muhajjana bayna dhahray khaylin duhmin buhmin ala ya'rifu khaylahu. Rasulullah said, beautiful, he says, if you are a horse owner, and the horse, mashallah, you see a lot of black horses, and one of them has a beautiful white face and beautiful white legs, right? They love this horse. The Arabs love the horse that had a beautiful white face and the white legs, and everything else was dark. Rasulullah said, if you had this one horse, like you all know, if you're parked amongst hyenas and you're the only one driving the Corvette, you're not gonna recognize? Will you not recognize? Of course you will. Everyone knows, right? Rasulullah said, Ya Rasul, my Sahaba, would you not recognize your horse if it's like this? Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. Of course, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, Fa'innam ya'tuna ghurran muhajjaleen min al-wudu. Rasulullah said, the limbs of my ummah will be illuminated because the wudu you used to make. So Rasulullah said, on Qiyamah, when I need to find them, I will find them because the barakah of the wudu used to do. SubhanAllah. You and I make this easy wudu every day. And because of this barakah, Rasulullah will find you on Qiyamah and allow you to drink from his health. MashaAllah. May Allah grant us, Ya Rabbi. Allow us to understand the value of this wudu. And Rasulullah said, I'm waiting for them at the Hawd al-Kawthar. May Allah allow us to meet Rasulullah in the Hawd al-Kawthar. May Allah allow us to drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar. May Allah allow us to perfect our wudu and understand that it is a sign of a mu'min. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. Rasulullah said, Muhammad, and